Mike Hon is 'n Suid-Afrikaanse gebore ontdekkingsreisiger en hy het sy kinderdroom in Februarie 2017 bewaarheid na hy Antarktika deurkruis het. Hy het man alleen oor hierdie geweldige wit woestyn 'n weg gebaan te voet en met 'n vleerskie. So het hy 5100 km oor skere, ysvelde en sommige van die hoogste pieke van die Suidpool afgelê. Sy boek oor die ontdekkingsreis, Dream of a Lifetime Crossing Antarctica, vertel die verhaal van die diep persoonlike avontuur wat gevolg het op die afsterwe van sy vrou. Dit is die verhaal van 'n individu wat sy eie limite toets en teenspoed met uiterste wilskrag oorkom met die ondersteuning van familie en vriende. Mike Hon was einde Februarie in Kaapstad om sy boek bekend te stel en hy het telefonies met Marula Media oor die boek en sy reis deur Antarktika gesels. Hy verduidelik wat hom tot die ijsbedekte vasteland aangetrek het.
I think that growing up in South Africa and then eventually coming to the University of Stellenbosch, often standing on the top of Table Mountain looking down south, you know, the next continent is Antarctica, and that fascination of knowing that in between the point of Africa and the Antarctic continent, there's just a lot of water, was always kind of a draw card to me. And what was quite interesting at school, I read a book about Scott. Scott was this explorer that tried to get to the South Pole, but he was beaten by this Norwegian explorer, Edmundson, and then we and his men died on the way back. Fascinated me as a little boy. I loved being outside there, and I loved it, going into the mountains and kind of spending my time more outdoors than inside. Was just normal that eventually I dreamt of going to Antarctica. But as a South African, you know, the colder regions of the world are foreign regions to us. And eventually when I left South Africa and I moved to Switzerland, where I came into an environment where you have snow and ice and have to deal with the cold, that is when the idea of really going to Antarctica became reality.
Mike verduidelik wat 'n leser kan verwag van sy boek oor die ontdekkingsreis deur die Suidpool.
It's not only a book describing a day-by-day exact story of what's happening. So it's a story about life in general. And, you know, I think we all have our own South Pole to cross, and we all have our own challenges in life. And to be able to overcome these challenges and to be able to find solutions for the little problems that we have, we've got to all think alike. What is quite interesting is that a lot of people told me that it was impossible, and that, you know, to cross Antarctica on its widest point, doing 5,100 kilometers and wanting to sail down there and sail away, was a big dream. And, you know, that's why I seriously believe that if your dreams don't scare you, they're not big enough. And to teach or to share a message of hope and about dreaming big and to be able to make your dreams come true is more what I thought would be a message in this book.
Hy het ook 'n interessante feit of twee oor Antarktika gedeel.
The Antarctic continent is ice. It's a glacier on top of a continent. And the North Pole is ice on top of water. So people often confuse the fact that the poles, the two different poles, the North and South Poles, are completely different one from the other. And in Antarctica, you don't find any polar bears. And in the North Pole, you only find polar bears, but you don't find penguins. This is what differentiates the North Pole from the South Pole. And the word Antarctica basically means without polar bear. And the word Arctic means with polar bear. And that is basically the description of the word Antarctica.
Ek wou by Mike weet, hoe berei 'n mens jouself voor vir die trek oor 5000 kilometer se ys?
You know, because it's never been done before, you've got to be able to start with a lot of experience. To be able to do something that's never been done before, you need to have your homework done. To be able to expose yourself to extreme cold environments, obviously, you need to be prepared because you can't find food. Nobody really lived on the ice cap in Antarctica. Only on the South Pole you would find the Scott Adamson's research base, that American research base. So you've got to, the moment you leave, you've got to know that you can only rely on yourself and the resources that you are actually taking along with you. That's what I like. I like stepping out of that comfort zone, going into the unknown, going to find, you know, places and be where I've never been before. And that's the main challenge of anybody that wants to go to the remoteness of Antarctica. You've got to be able to live without people. You've got to be able to start loving the things that you hate doing. You need a lot of discipline in life to be able to overcome the daily challenges. That is what makes it so interesting.
Mike verduidelik van die daaglikse ontberinge wat hy gedurende die avontuur moes verduur.
You know, if you think of just getting to Antarctica, you stop by sea ice. So just getting closer to Antarctica with a sailing vessel leaving Cape Town was already the first challenge. How are you going to break your way through ice to get close enough to Antarctica to get onto the continent and then to cross Antarctica and hope that your boat can be released by the ice and then sail right around the world to the other side? Those are massive challenges. And then to pioneer a new route across Antarctica where no man has ever gone, you've got to cross a series of crevasses, leaving from sea level that's at zero to nearly 3,800 meters in altitude. So you've got a massive climb before you get onto the plateau. And then to be able to cross the plateau before the winter starts, because temperatures, when they drop to minus 90 degrees Celsius, assure that you cannot stay alive. Minus 92 was the coldest registered temperatures in Antarctica.
Maar hy het natuurlik ook heel wat hoogtepunte van die avontuur.
Just the fact that I could get close enough to Antarctica that I could leave the boat and start the crossing was a highlight, because there's so much unknown to just getting to Antarctica, and that's what made it so special for me. The moment that I could actually leave my boat and start the crossing. Reaching the South Pole was an amazing moment as well, because usually it would be the halfway mark of the expedition. But when I reached the pole, winter started, coming back into Antarctica. The summer months are really short. And, if the winter comes in, like I said, temperatures drop very quickly to extremely cold temperatures, varying in between minus 50 to minus 90. And at those temperatures, it becomes very difficult to live. And that's why, for me, it was my biggest challenge was to get across. It was more or less a race against time and a race for my life to be able to cross Antarctica, you know, in the lot of time that nature allowed me to cross.
Ek het vir Mike gevra om sy hele avontuur in 'n paar woorde te probeer opsom.
You know, I would say it's the first ever full crossing, solo and unsupported, of the Antarctic continent, done only by human power.
Vir 'n persoon om so 'n reis alleen aan te pak, moet 'n mens sekerlik nie net fisieke voorbereiding doen nie, maar ook sielkundig voorberei. Mike verduidelik.
Dis alles in die kop, it's all in the head, and physically, yes, it's difficult. But it's not the physical aspects of Antarctica that would be failing you. It would be the mental aspects of the crossing. That solitude, being alone inside the tent, the harshness of the climate, the whiteout condition that you can't see anything around you, the speed that you have to travel at. And those are all mental aspects that play a massive role on your performance. The moment you accept Antarctica like it is and accept that it will be difficult is the moment that it actually becomes easier. And if you fight everything that disturbs you and bothers you about Antarctica, you shouldn't be there. The moment that you can say, okay, it's minus 50 today, but I'm still going to go out there and I'm going to make progress, is the moment that you have a complete different attitude to, oh, it's cold. Oh, I don't want to go out there. Oh, I hope I won't freeze myself. So you've got to be mentally very disciplined to be able to go out there to motivate yourself, because motivation and positive thinking is just not enough, because there's a moment that suffering takes over. And in life, if you're only motivated, you'll never be able to cross Antarctica. You need a lot of discipline, and discipline leads basically to motivation.
Mike is a ware avonturier, and hy sê daar is beslis nog baie plekke wat hy wil ontdek.
There's still a lot to discover, although we think we know everything. We know a lot about the world, but we haven't lived a lot on our planet. We all go to the same places, we all do the same things, and we all climb the same mountains, but there's a lot of places that still would be there for us as human beings to discover, especially the space underneath the ocean. The ocean bed is completely undiscovered, and you know, we're always thinking that we should go to space and we should find solutions on Mars or the moon, while we don't even know what's happening at the bottom of our ocean. And the biggest part of our planet is covered by water. So why don't we explore the space that we don't know about and maybe find solutions there that would lead to a more sustainable manner of living?